Nervy the farmer. Nervy is a farmer. He is very old and he is very rich. He lives in a farmhouse. His house is very big and beautiful. His farm is very big too. He has got potatoes and carrots on his farm. He likes his potatoes and carrots, but Nervy is lonely. He has not got a family. He has not got any neighbors. He has not got any friends. He is not friendly. He is always sad. He is always angry. He does not like people, and he does not like animals. Animals eat his potatoes and carrots. He hates animals. But Nervy likes his dog. His dog's name is Betsy. Betsy is a black dog. He lives in a doghouse. Betsy is scary. He is very big. He is very strong. He has got very sharp teeth. He can run very fast. He is always angry. He barks all the time. He does not play games. He has not got any friends. He does not like other dogs. He does not like animals. He does not like people. He only likes Nervy. Nervy feeds Betsy. Betsy likes eating. One day, Nervy wakes up very early. Betsy is barking in the garden. Nervy goes out. He sees Betsy. Betsy is very angry. Nervy shouts, "What is happening, Betsy? Why are you barking?" "They are stealing the potatoes again." "Who is stealing my potatoes?" "Fluffy and Molly are stealing the potatoes." Nervy is very angry. He hates Fluffy and Molly. They steal his potatoes and carrots. They always eat his potatoes and carrots. Nervy shouts again, "Catch Fluffy and Molly, Betsy." "I cannot catch them. They are very small. They can run very fast. You should catch them, Betsy. You are very strong." "But they are very small. I cannot see them," says Betsy. Betsy cannot find Fluffy and Molly. "They are very small. They can run very fast." Betsy goes back to his doghouse. He is very angry. Nervy is very angry too. He goes back to his house. Fluffy and Molly are very happy. Fluffy is a rabbit. He likes carrots. Rabbits like carrots. Molly is a baby mole. He likes potatoes. Moles like potatoes. Molly and Fluffy are friends. Molly likes Fluffy. Fluffy likes Molly. They are always together. They are eating Nervy's potatoes and carrots now. They are very happy. Molly says, "I like potatoes, but I do not like Betsy. He is very scary." "Yes, Molly, Betsy is very scary. I do not like him. But I like carrots, says Fluffy. Then Chimpy comes. Chimpy is a monkey. He likes Fluffy and Molly. Fluffy and Molly like Chimpy. They are good friends. They are always together. They always play games. They share their food. Hello, Chimpy, says Fluffy. Hello, Fluffy and Molly. What are you doing here? We are eating potatoes and carrots, says Molly. Then Fluffy gives a carrot to Chimpy. Fluffy shares his carrot. Chimpy eats the carrot. Chimpy likes carrots. Monkeys like carrots. Chimpy says, thank you, Fluffy. You are welcome, Chimpy. Then Chimpy eats his carrots. He is very happy. Fluffy and Molly are happy too. They are good friends. They share their food. Good friends share their food. Chimpy, Fluffy, and Molly play games together. But Nervy and Betsy do not play games. They are very angry. They want to catch Molly and Fluffy. Molly and Fluffy steal Nervy's potatoes and carrots. Nervy says, I hate them. I hate them too, but I cannot catch them. We cannot catch them, but we can build a big wall. That is a great idea, Nervy. Then Nervy begins to work. Betsy helps Nervy. They work together. Nervy and Betsy build a wall together. They finish the wall together. They like the new wall. The wall is very high and very thick. It is a very strong wall. Nervy is very happy now. Betsy is very happy too. Nervy says, Molly and Fluffy cannot steal the potatoes and carrots now. They cannot climb the wall. I like the wall. The next day, Molly wakes up in the morning. He washes his hands. He brushes his teeth. He feels very hungry. He wants to have breakfast. He wants to eat potatoes. He likes potatoes. Then Molly goes out. He goes to Fluffy's house. He calls Fluffy. Fluffy, wake up. Come out. Okay, Molly, I am coming. Be quick, Fluffy. I am very hungry. I am very hungry, too. Then Fluffy comes out. Molly says, come on, Fluffy. I am very hungry. I want to eat Nervy's potatoes. I want to eat Nervy's carrots. Then they go to Nervy's farm. But they see a very big wall. The wall is very high and very thick. It is a very strong wall. Molly says, what is this, Fluffy? This is a wall. It is a very big wall. We cannot go into the farm. But I am very hungry. I am very hungry too, but the wall is very high. Then Fluffy and Molly sit under the wall. They want to go into the farm, but they cannot go into the farm because the wall is very high and thick. Molly says, I can climb the wall. Can you climb the wall? Yes, I can climb the wall. Moly climbs the wall, but the wall is very high. Moly gets tired. He cannot climb the wall. Moly shouts, I cannot climb the wall. It is very high. You are very short, Moly. Come down. Then Moly falls down. Moly is hurt. Don't cry, Moly. Chimpy can climb the wall. He is a monkey. Monkeys can climb. Then Moly stops crying. They go to Chimpy's house. Chimpy is sleeping in his small garden. He is a lazy monkey. He likes sleeping in the garden. Moly wakes Chimpy up. Moly speaks very loudly. Wake up, Chimpy! Nervy has got a new wall. The wall is very high. It is very high and thick. We cannot climb the wall. You can help us. You can climb the wall. Then Chimpy wakes up. Chimpy wants to help Moly and Fluffy. Moly and Fluffy are his friends. He likes his friends. He always helps his friends. They go to Nervy's farm together. Chimpy sees the big wall. Moly runs to the wall. This is the wall, says Moly. It is very high, says Chimpy. Yes, it is, says Fluffy. Can you climb to the wall? Asks Moly. I am a monkey. I am a good climber. Then Chimpy begins to climb the wall. He climbs, climbs, and climbs, but the wall is very high. Chimpy cannot reach to the top. He is very tired. Then Chimpy falls down. Chimpy is hurt. Chimpy cries and says, the wall is very high. I can't climb the top. We cannot climb the wall. We should find some food, says Fluffy. Yes, we are very hungry, says Moly. We should find another farm, says Chimpy. There is a farm in the east. We can walk and find the farm, says Fluffy. Then they begin to walk. They walk and walk and walk. At the end, they find the farm. It is a very big farm, and there is a lot of food in the farm. They go into the farm and take some food. Moly takes one potato, Fluffy takes one carrot, and Chimpy takes an apple. Nervy and Betsy are on their farm. The sun is shining. Birds are singing. It is a lovely day. Nervy and Betsy love their new wall. Moly cannot steal the potatoes. Fluffy cannot steal the carrots. They cannot climb to the wall. Nobody steals their food. Nervy is lying in the garden. He is smiling. Betsy is in the doghouse. He is smiling too. They are very happy. Then they begin to sleep. Betsy likes sleeping. He is a very lazy dog. Nervy likes sleeping too. He is a lazy farmer. They sleep for hours. Then Nervy smells something. Nervy is smelling smoke. He wakes up. He is shocked. The farmhouse is on fire. The fire is very big. The fire is very dangerous. Nervy shouts, "Wake up, lazy dog! The farmhouse is on fire! What is happening?" says Betsy. Betsy sees the fire. He is shocked too. Nervy is screaming. He is afraid. Betsy is barking and he is afraid too. Nervy, "My house is on fire. We should run away." Then Nervy and Betsy run away from the farm. The firemen came. The firemen have got a very big red fire lorry. But firemen cannot go into the farm. The fire lorry is very big, and the firemen cannot climb the wall. The wall is very high and thick. The firemen cannot enter the farm. The farmhouse burns. The doghouse burns too. Nervy and Betsy are very sad. They have not got a house too. Nervy and Betsy cry. They are very, very sad. Molly, Fluffy, and Chimpy are going back to their homes. Then they see Nervy's farm. Molly says, "Hey, look! Nervy and Betsy are crying." "Their farm is on fire," says Fluffy. "They have not got a house anymore," says Chimpy. Molly, Fluffy, and Chimpy are sad. They want to help Nervy. They want to help Betsy. Then they go to the farm. Nervy and Betsy are still crying. Fluffy says, "Do not cry, Nervy. Please, we can help you." "Yes, Fluffy is right. We can help you, Nervy," says Molly. "Why are you helping me?" asks Nervy. "Because you look very sad. We like making our friends happy," says Molly. Nervy and Betsy are surprised. Nervy says, "But we are not friends. You steal my potatoes and carrots." "We do not steal your potatoes, Nervy. I get hungry every day, and I only take one potato," says Molly. "And I only take one carrot every day," says Fluffy. "You have got a lot of potatoes and carrots and fruits in your farm. You should share them with your friends," says Chimpy. "You are right," says Nervy. "We can be friends now," says Molly. Nervy and Betsy feel very sorry. They should not build the wall. They should share their potatoes and carrots. Then Molly, Fluffy, and Chimpy help Nervy and Betsy. Molly brings some potatoes to Nervy and Betsy. Fluffy brings some carrots for Nervy and Betsy. Chimpy brings some fruits for Nervy and Betsy. They share their food. Then Betsy says, "Thank you, my friends." "Thank you, my friends," says Nervy. "You are welcome," says Fluffy. Then they build a new house for Nervy and Betsy. but they do not build a new wall. Nervy and Betsy do not like the walls. They become very good friends, and they live happily together and forever.